Walking on 2 feet?
What's happening?
Dead. It's crazy to see you without a cast on.
Ah, it feels good.
Oh my god.
Did you see my little dance move?
That was pretty nice. That was pretty nice. Now that you got 2 feet, all happy?
Oh.
Dancing.
What's going on? What's going down?
Not much.
No?
And those tuning in here, welcome to another episode of the Banter Zone.
Oh crap, we already started.
Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, Harry is out of his podcast, finally. How many months in?
3 months.
Jesus Christ. I don't know how you could deal with it. Like, I would go mental. I know you almost went crazy a couple times.
I'm crazy.
You were already there to begin with.
Oh, definitely have been. Man, I was just inside. Okay, I was just at home. I was watching highlights from last week. EPL, sorry. So watching some EPL highlights from last week. Walked into a couple of the teams. Came across an interview with Robbie Fowler. That was amazing. The legend for Liverpool. And then, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with this. But it's been a soccer-fulfilled evening.
Yeah, there was a lot of good stuff. I caught quite a few good things. I mean, if we want to talk about the CPL side of things, Pacific FC hired a coach out in Victoria.
Finally!
Danish international. Seems like they got their ducks in a row, but really, we won't know what's going to happen with these guys until they're rolling and until everything's going, because you don't know, because they're going to build teams from scratch, and they got to... That's something I was kind of racking my brain about a little bit the other day. I'm assuming they're going to hold open trials for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean they're going to go... How many slots would you... If you had to throw a number out, just to take a wild guess... I know this is coming out of left field because we've never talked about this before, but... If you had to throw a number out, how many players do you think are going to get signed that aren't going to go to trial? And how many spots are going to be left for trialists?
Okay, of course, we all know, and if you don't know, 11 players hit the field.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say 13 players, okay, and that includes... No, I'm going to change that. I'm going to change 14 players, including two top keepers, and the rest are going to be open tryouts.
That's a solid number. I think you're pretty close. So they're going to probably fill a gap of, like, between... Rosters are probably going to be 18 deep.
I'm going to say 18. I might even say as deep as first season, you're going into about 20. Yeah. I know that's a bit high, but going to the first season, you definitely want to, like, pad it. You want to make sure you have enough players.
And that's the thing, is that there's going to be guys that are probably not going to see much time, to be honest, that are probably going to be riding the pine because they're starting from nothing. And there's going to be a lot of guys making a name, so if they're going to carry heavy rosters...
Well, you almost got no choice. You have to carry your heavy rosters. Especially if you're filling in positions, you're going to think about it. There's going to be injuries. So even if you stack your top 13 players, right? Even 14 players. Any way you want to stack it, you are going to have injuries throughout the season. So you are going to have to pad, of course, your full squad. Mm-hmm. I know there will be some guys that won't play, but I'm excited for the open trials, if there are. That'll bring a lot more people around the city. Doesn't matter where you are, what town you are in Canada with the CPL. It's just going to create that energy, which is awesome.
Yeah, and I think what's going to be great about this is you've got all those players that have gone to places like Australia and to Denmark and to Sweden to play. Tyron Hodges just left for Sweden, by the way.
Yes, I heard about that. His mother told me.
Yeah. Good on him. Hopefully, love to see that guy playing in Canada because he's a monster.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big boy. Like, he's a solid defender. He's a guy you want on the field. I know he's played a couple different positions, but as a defender, he did really, really good for Foothills when he played. And that's the season that ultimately...
He's a big player. He knows what he's doing. I don't know. He's just got the structure. He knows exactly where to be on that pitch.
Yeah. And him going now to, Sweden and maybe closing out and having a good goal, be good for him right before. Also heard that Dylan Pauli has come back from Sweden. He's back in Edmonton. Oh, he's currently in Calgary. Now, where's Dylan Pauli going to sign? Pauli's from Edmonton.
Okay.
Spent 2 years with Foothills. Helped take them to the national final 2 years prior.
Yep.
Just to lose out on, we all kind of know that story now. And then they he ended up going to Sweden after this season. And had a good run. Then I guess pulled the pin, came back to Canada. And, you know, I hope he's another one that I've seen kind of come through and make a name for himself. When he came off the bench, he was a trialist. He was a
sure.
He was a guy that was called in by you know, one of the guys that Carl Oram, who was a big behind the scenes guys with Foothills, he told him, hey, if he's at McEwen, you should have a look at this guy, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
So he came down from Edmonton, next thing you know, starting goalie. But a lot of quality keepers you see in this province. You see a lot of quality players. Another thing I was thinking about, the last two biggest signings that have gone to Europe and signed big clubs, Canadian players, there's the one player that's gone from Ontario recently who's playing on Barcelona's B team. But the two players that have signed, Owen Hargreaves is from...
Is he from Calgary?
Yeah. And the other one was Davies.
Oh, yes, yeah, shit, Edmonton.
So two pro players, two pro contracts.
Out of Alberta.
Both Albertans. What does that tell you? I could be wrong. I mean, population-wise, obviously, Ontario's got us beat by a mile, and there's tons of quality players. But ours have signed bigger contracts.
Yeah, because we're more quality. We're Alberta.
Yeah, quality, not quantity. Just like our beef.
Yeah.
Grade A Alberta beef. That's the kind of players we produce. Hockey players. Football. Well, not football. Like proper football, like our football. There's some out there.
Yeah, true that. What else is going on in the CPL right now? Like, it's been a bit quiet. I know a lot of teams are getting themselves together.
Yeah.
September's around the corner, so we know we're going to hear a lot more buzz.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot more coming out in the next little bit. I mean, I heard from what we understand, there's some meetings going on in Ontario right now with the CPL GMs, management, whoever it may be.
Okay.
But big meetings there, so obviously this has got to be to iron out some of the details leading into the season. What's going to happen? What are the schedules? They got to be working on those schedules. Like, that's got to be happening now.
Of course it is.
They got to be working on.
You know they're doing a draw for that. They're all figuring out who's playing first, who's opening up at where, whose city.
Yeah. Like I want to see that schedule because I want to be able to plan games. Like, how sick would it be to go to Halifax to watch a game?
I want to go to Hamilton. To be honest with you,
I want to go to Hamilton. I want to go from. Victoria?
But you know what I'm saying, like, when we saw a team, too much excitement.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Going through and coming out and saying, hey, we're your new CPL team. Hamilton killed it.
Yeah, they kind of nailed it with their release. But they're also one of the founders. They're one of the guys that led the pack. They're the reason why everything kind of started. But yeah, Hamilton, their release was unreal.
Dude. Yeah.
They nailed it at Tim Hortons Field.
They did a great job.
And this is, I guess, we can kind of stray away from local because there's really not much else to talk about going on. Yeah, I guess I've been kind of avoiding this, and I'm sure you have as well. Let's talk about the Premier League.
Okay, before we go to the Premier League, okay, I just need to talk about one thing. I saw a highlight today that was, okay, I can't believe I even saw. Wayne Rooney today, okay, I don't know what day this game was, but came out, defended against, I don't know what the players were, I forget what team they were playing, but ended up defending this ball on an empty net, I almost swore once again, on an empty net, and kicked it all the way down the net, all the way down the Silva. And what happened?
Scored a goal. Yeah, that was last week or the week before, I think that game
was. That was gorgeous.
Yeah, unreal though. Yeah, goes back in defense. It's something we haven't seen Rooney do. Ever?
No, ever.
I would say I don't think I've ever seen him
cross like midfield.
No, and then and sprinting back across midfield. So you know, good on Rooney. He's 48 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
No, he's not that old. Yes,
he's like
34. But he looks like he's 48.
Of
he does not age very well.
Okay, fine. Let's just talk about this. Man, you lost,
and it was awful. And Bayou was shit, and the whole team was. And then. I don't even want to talk about it.
No, but get on there.
The only thing I could say that I want to talk about at this team is that Mourinho's in year three. What does year three mean for Mourinho?
Yeah.
Gone. Happened at Chelsea. It's happened many times. It seems like year three, man, and he doesn't perform year three, and then he ends up getting sacked.
Yeah.
And the rumors with Zidane, potentially, rumors, of course, and you know the rumors that are out there. They're all a joke.
Okay,
there's a bunch
we already
of crap.
Know this. Manu, okay, their team, their club. We know what they're going to sign next. It's not going to be any other international coach. It's going to be an English coach once again. They got no choice. You brought Marino in.
Yeah, but who is there for... There's no English coaches unless you want to go and sign the shit coaches that always revolve around that don't do anything. But, I mean, really, I would say that Zidane is probably a good candidate. He doesn't have that much experience, but...
He can headbutt. I mean...
He's very good at headbutting, and we could probably use a little bit of that. Like, to go back to the United game, but, like, did you watch Bailly? Bailly looked like, if me and you were playing on a Sunday league team, and it was like, we got a game Sunday morning... And then Saturday night, we're like, "Fuck it, let's go get smashed on Friday night, and then or Saturday night, and then Sunday I'm gonna show up to the pitch, and I'm gonna play the worst game of my life because I'm so hungover I can't even stand on 2 feet." Yeah, that's what Bailly played.
But see, the difference is you can drink so many Grandpa Pops, and I know that feeling in a sense where, you know what? When I hit that pitch, I'm like, "Yo, I'm still rolling from last night," but you're not.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you're tripping trying to kick a ball, and it was just over. it was just a sloppy mess. The wheels have fallen off at United. Everyone's like, "What's wrong with United?" It's two games in. Chill out.
It is, but if it's a trend
with Mourinho, get rid of him. Yeah. Bring Zidane in,
or bring somebody else in. Let's do something else.
There's anybody else out there?
Okay, I gotta pull the monkey out of the bag here. We got Man City. Like, I haven't slowed down from last season.
No, and they played. It was Huddersfield though. I don't want to give them too much credit because it's City. But
you kind of got no choice. They're holding.
Say 6-1 over Huddersfield. Like, they just demolished them. They just like, yeah, they're rolling. But I watched a video with Pep, and he was talking about trading, and this was like at the end of the season. It was kind of an behind-the-scenes thing. Last season, probably about 4 games remaining or something like that. And he's in training, and he's like, "Have we won anything yet?" And he's like, "No, you haven't won." And he's just dropping F-bombs, like, left, right, and center.
Oh, that person just biffed it. Sorry. Distraction. Sorry. What happens when you drive?
I miss that.
They eat grass. That's awesome. All right, sorry, anyways.
But, yeah, Pep, like, and the intensity, what he comes with. And I think Mourinho brings that same intensity. But the difference is a guy like Pep, he'll take guys, like, down to his kitmen and everybody. Everybody's part of the family. Doesn't matter who you are. Mourinho doesn't seem to be that kind of way. He seems like he's a bit more of a dink in that standpoint. Pep is a dink as well, but he's like a dad to the whole family, to the entire organization, to his kit man, to the people that feed him food. They're all part of the family, and everybody plays a role. And, you know, there's guys that, like, I could say because of personal experience, and you could probably vouch for it too, Tommy is like that. He's got that mentality like a Pep Guardiola. Like, yeah, we're comparing Tommy Wheeldon to, he's the Pep of the CPL.
Sure.
But everybody matters. Everybody plays a role, no matter who you are, no matter how big or small. The kit man, they got to watch the kids. They got to make sure everything's pressed and everything's ready to go and everything's clean and perfect. And especially, you know, away days and stuff like that. And you got team managers and physio, and everybody plays a massive role. And that's where you see, like, the guys that are clutch. The best ones are the ones that make it work for everybody.
Okay, well, here's another question for you. I know it's going to go crazy here. I know it'll go the other way. But Liverpool, what do you think Liverpool's going to do this season? You know, they came off a crazy finish last season in Champions. I don't know. What do you think's going to happen? Do you think they're going to carry that momentum through the EPL? Do you think they're going to be able to give City that run?
I would say... Well, I mean, Mo Salah's off to a bit of a slow start. We'll give him that.
That's okay.
Just slow start. It's slow. It's nothing.
And last game he did get fouled in the box, and there was no penalty on that. But anyway, it's okay.
He's probably been dislocated shoulder again. He... I could help that one. Just kind of...
verbal diarrhea. Jesus.
Oops, sorry.
Anyways.
Moving on to that. Mane's the one that's kind of been carrying so far. Firmino's always been quality. They have all the pieces to do it. Now it's, can they follow through?
Can they finish it?
Yeah, and then you look at, depends. You start dropping points like United just did. Those are critical. It was Brighton and Hove Albion in Brighton, but they've always caused us a bit of an issue for some stupid reason. We lose to all the bottom teams, and those are the games that we need to win. And last year we lost out on 15 points, or 15 out of 16 potential points against teams that we should have beat.
Yeah, but we...
And
came out as
Manchester. Sorry, we lost 15 points on games, and then City was ahead of us by, what, 16 points the season ended up?
Yeah.
So those are the bad games that we should have done better on.
Correct, correct.
Because we played City and we did well.
Yep.
We played... everybody we played again. We played Liverpool, we beat them at... I can't remember where it was. At Anfield last year? I can't remember. But either way, I mean, these guys are... Liverpool's good, and they're like, I don't want to say it because I don't want either of those two teams.
Me neither, but at the moment, we as biased as we are for our team, and we want to be our team, we still, there are other people out there watching that are like,
hey, good look at me, I'm a Liverpool fan.
Okay, so I don't think Liverpool has the stones to pull it out to the end because City, once again, is just too good, I think. Bringing in Mahrez brought a whole other...
Yeah, but City, there could be a downfall for City. There could be that opportunity, and I hate to say it, where you will see a lot of injuries happen. It's still early in the season. You can't tell me that a lot of their players.
Well, De Bruyne is out 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months. De Bruyne's out.
Got, Claudio Bravo, who has been playing more of a backup, and he's seen a bit of action, but he ruptured his Achilles in training. So that's him out for. Well, if he was a specimen like Harry, he'd only be out for like 4 months, but. Looks like he's going to be out for a minute at least.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like you said, there's always room for something to happen like that. And City could fall off, but then also the same thing could happen to them. And then all of a sudden United decide to wake up and the wheels kind of go back on. The wheels haven't fallen off yet. I mean, it's easy to
be critical. It's so early, jeez.
I know. Like,
what's wrong with you? God, it's
not,
so early.
I'm not saying that the wheels are falling off. I'm just saying that if they carry on,
you just said it like three times. Wheels are falling off the wagon.
Wheels haven't fallen off yet. I mean, it's easy to be
critical. It's so early, jeez.
I know. Have the wheels fallen off at United? Everyone's like, what's wrong with United? It's two games in. Chill out.
It is.
That's it.
This is just an argument. So yeah, I mean, we got to sign off because this could get bad.
Yeah, because the other league started up, but. They started off last week. Not the other, all of them, but Liga is going. Serie A kicked off. Bundesliga is still a little bit away, I think. And that's really all that everybody cares about because MLS is MLS, and you can go find that on another channel if you want.
Mild league soccer. horrible.
But really, that's... I don't know. I don't really have much else to say at this point. I think we kind of covered all of our bases and spit all the crap we wanted to get out. And
just remember, when you're driving around, using technology, wear your seatbelt. And second of all, no distracted driving. Jesus.
No, see, I've been watching the road the whole time.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
I don't need to stare.
I get distracted real easy. It's like, hey, squirrel.
And that's why you saw somebody
poor
get
kid
hurt.
Biffed it. But his parents were there, by the way, just to go back. His parents were there.
Yeah.
It was really funny, though. Anyways, we should sign off.
Well, once again, thanks for tuning in. I'm Simon.
And I believe I'm Harry.
And I believe we're finished.
Bye-bye.
We shared to swing on down, and stop. You know what I'm saying? So he could get on. Now this is what we doing. We playing the role of that sweet cherry. And we swinging down to pick you up.